it is. Chasurei mechzer. I'll tell you, something is missing in our Mishnah. Vochik toni. This is what our Mishnah is supposed to, what it was supposed to be pshat in our Mishnah. Nos no benigdo. You put the Erev inside the tower. V'noyal b'fonav. And you lock the door. V'yovar amasteich. And you lost the key now. So the beginning is Shabbat, you do not have the key, you can't get in to get the Erev out. Is the Alocha harei ze Erev. This is the Tanakam of our Mishnah. The Erev is chal. Now, the should say like this. When do I tell you it's chal the Erev, the Yomtiv? Only on Yomtiv. Why? Because on Yomtiv, he holds like Rav Meir Shita, you're allowed to break down this tower on Yomtiv. So even though you lost the key, so what? You're allowed to break down the tower and get the Erev out. So therefore, the Erev is chal. Avo b'Shabbos, Mashenkin, in such a case happens on Shabbos, ain't Eruvi Erev. Then the Erev is not chal, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to break down the tower. So since you can't break down the tower, and you don't have the key, you can't get in, the male of the Erev is not chal. Rashi ain't a ruby Erev. The last letter of Shimon, well, the Shimon parakol, they don't hold like Reb Shimon yet. Vaiter. El Shabbos ain't a ruby Erev. Now, Nimsa Mafteach, let's say though later you find the key, since the male of the Erev is not chal, providing you didn't find the key. What about now in the middle of Shabbos you found the key? Nimsa Mafteach. Bain b'yer, bain b'soda, ain eruvay erev. The erev is not chal. No matter where you found the key, even in the year, in the city, still the erev is not chal. So Rashi says, "Chan this man the yomer, Rashi ain eruvay erev." The less led Reb Shimon, because he doesn't know about Reb Shimon shita. So therefore, even though you found it inside the city, it's also to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer to a gang to a kafir. So even though it's in the city, still you can't carry it back home. Therefore, the erev is not chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer yomer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "No, it depends." The ear, Eruvi Erev. If you found the key inside the city on Shabbos, and we're talking about you have the Eruvi Chatzeris all around, so it's only a shali carrying it from one chotzer into another chotzer, that's Reb Lez holds like Reb Shimon Shita, that you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. So if you find the key in the city, you're allowed to carry it back to your migdum. Mashen came by Sod, if you find the key outside in the fields, where there it's a Carmelist, and you can't carry in a Carmelist, then the din is ain't Eruvi Erev. Fred Gemara is that Gemara be'ir eruvi erev. Why do we say if you find the key in the city, then the erev is chal mashmi, you're allowed to carry the key back to the migdal? Why? So the Gemara, this man, the Reb Lez holds Reb Shimon. The Yomer, the Shimon Shita is echad gagos, all roofs, the echad chatzeris, all chatzerim, not even though they belong to different people, and they did not make an eruvi chatzeris together. The echad kafifoi, again, a kafif was a big open park that has dalad mechitas around it. Inside the park, you're allowed to carry, providing it's less than a base of sign. You're allowed to carry inside the park. You're allowed to carry. Now, the shaila is, can you carry from a park into a chotzer, into a gag? Rav Shimon says yes. He says, Rishus Achasein, it's called one big Rishus, Lekelem Sheshiftem Batechen. If you have something that at the beginning of Shabbos was in your backyard, and that's the locha. If you have a chair in your backyard, there's no shali, you're allowed to carry it from your chotzer to your friend's chotzer. Even though you didn't make it a move chotzeris together. Because something that's in the chotzer itself, you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, to the top of the roof, to a kafif, you're allowed to carry. Yeah. Mashenkin, when do we need a move chotzeris for? That's only something at the beginning of Shabbos was inside your house. If something, a chair or a keli that was inside your house, now it's a shayla. Even though you're allowed to take it from your house into your chotzer, but you can't carry it then from your chotzer into somebody else's chotzer, unless you have the Ruvi Chatzeris. Because something that starts out in your house is called privately for you. So you see it like in your Rishus. To take it to somebody else's Rishus, Midi Rabbana looks like he's carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. That's a Shimon Shita. If the Keli was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, the chotzer is not called like a private house. So we don't really see it in your Rishus. We stand see it in the chotzer. All chatzerim look alike. It's all one big rishus yochim. And all gagos look alike. And all kafifas look alike. So now look, the key at the beginning of Shabbos was lost in the chotzer, in a kafif, you're allowed to carry it from one kafif to another kafif to a chotzer back to the migdal. Mashen came by soda. Let's say you found or you lost the key outside in the fields. Then ain't a ruvi erev. The erev is not chal. Why? Because you can't carry it back. In the field, poshut means it's a karmelis. And there's an issim with the Rabbanim carrying the key through a kamlis. Dr. Gemara to Rabbanim. And the Kurus goes according to Rabbanim Shita. That even though carrying through a field is only issim with the Rabbanim, there's only a kamlis, there's no issim, there's no rishus for Rabbin. So according to Rebbe, the Kurus still the Eruv should be a good Eruv. Because according to Rebbe, Ben Ashmosos, you're allowed to do issur with the Rabbanim's Tzorach Mitzvah. So you would be allowed to carry the key to the Migdal Ben Ashmosos. The Lamai goes according to Rabbanim.
Yeah. What's the Yamafia doing here? Yeah.
The box says you take the seven. It's not the gay this part here. Okay, so this part of the Gemara, the box says take out. Machal doesn't belong. It's not the gay. Your Kivigosa says take it out.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So the Gemara, Rabbah v'Rav Yosef d'Amr Tavayu. They both say, Hocha b'migdol shaleit saskinen. I tell you, we're talking about our migdol is made out of wood. Hey, it's not like we answered before. Before we want to answer, we're talking about a migdol made out of bricks. And the reason why the Arab is chal, because according to a Meyashita, it's only piled up bricks, you can knock it down. Now he wants to say no. I'll tell you, we're talking about a migdol made out of wood. The migdol shall eat saskinim. The mass of a klihu. Rabbi Lezer holds in the Mishnah, the Arab is not chal, because even though it's made out of wood, it's also called a kli. The mele, mass of a klihu. No, forget, the Tanakam holds is called a kli. And the klal is v'yein binyan b'kelim v'yein stiru b'kelim. Since it's only called a keli, this migdol, it's made out of wood, it's called a kli. And the klal is there's no list of binyan or stiru on kelim. That's why it's mutter to break down this tower to get the erev out of it. Trashi v'yein stiru b'kelim v'yboi sosalei. Merely you could break down this tower. Umasav Reb Lezer holds in the Mishnah oyelhu. No, it's not considered a keli. It's called an oyel. That means like a binyan. And the Melo, there's an Isser of knocking down a binyan on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't break into it. That's this machloikis. We're talking about it's made out of wood, and the shal of this wood, is it called a kli, or is it called an oil? So the more of a plukta dani tenoi, the chur this machloikis, if a migdol is called an oil or called a kli, it's told another machloikis tenoin. The tenan, hikish al gabe shida tevu migdol. Hikish means a zav. Yav is zav, and he hit it with his hand. Hikish means like he took his fist and gave a knock down on a shade of teva migdom. It's a locha tumeim. It's makabel tumah. Since the zav moves it, that's called like hesetoy shel zav, anything that moves because of the zav has tumor on it. Like Rashi says, hikish shashi zav viagroifoy. A person that's a zav, he is tumate. If he gave a bang with his fist, Agabe Shida Teva Migdol. He banged a chest or a tower. He's a locha tameim, said Rashi, Mevnei Shes Satan. Because he caused them to move. Ukugoyin Shoya Lovish Beis Yad. We're talking about his hands have like a cover over it. He had either the sleeves covered over. So Mela, there's no Tumas Maga. He didn't just touch it. He has to come on till he moved it. Al Tumas Heset. He made it move. Leimatana Vinagia. Inami Shakesha Vachtichas Eight Shabiyodai. Or else the Chlal, the Zav did not touch this chest. He just took a big stick to Zav and gave a bang on this Shida Teva Migdum. So the Kitzah was moved because of the Zav. That's called Tumas Heset. Anytime the Zav steps on something or moves something, he's Matan of Teres Heset. So here the Maestro was, the Zav gave a big clap on a Shida Teva Migdum. What the Smach Lakis? The Tanakama says to Meim, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Shimon Matarim. They say, no, it's Torah, it's not Makabal Tumah. So what's the Machlokes if the Migdol is Makabal Tumah or not? My La Bokim, if we get the Kurta Machlokes, is like this. Ma'asav a Klihu. The Tanakama holds us called a Kli. Therefore, it is Makabal Tumah. O Ma'asav a Oilhu. And Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Shimon holds, no, it's not called a Kli. It's called like an oil, like a binyan. And the Havimina is, if a Zav moves a binyan, there's no Tumas Heset by a binyan. I'll tell you, there's only a Tumas Heset if he moves a Kli. If he moves an oil, there's no Tumas Heset. So, that's the Machlokes here. Is this Migdol, this big Migdol, if it's made out of wood, is it still called a Kli, or is it called an oil? Shrashi oil who? V'lei Mekabel Tumah. That's the Havimina. That if it's called an oil, it's called like a binyan, like a house, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. So, Frati Gemara Omer Abaya. But Tizbro, is this true? Are you going to tell me that an oil is not Mekabel Tumas Hesed? I'll bring you right not like that. That even if it's called an oil, a house, if the Zav moves the house, it's also Mekabel Tumah. But Tanya, we learned. Oy hail, if you have a good oil, a good house, a good tent leg, beneath it, and the Zav moves it, gives a bang on it, that makes those things move, you should know Tumay. It's Mekabel Tumas Hesed. Kli, let's say you have 100% good Keli here. V'yena Nisit, chveis, the Zav gives a bang on the floor. But the keli does not move, is a lochator. You see, claw, it's not totally if it's called an oil or called a kli. It's totally lemaisa. Does the zav move it or not? Anything the zav moves is has tumas hesed. What's not moved because of the zav has no tumas hesed. So it's not the machlekes if the migdol is called an oil or not. It's not totally, that's not the machlekes. Shrashi with his brew, the tiny mishimoyo blavoilo, is that the machlekes? I bring another, the nisa. Shena Tekua Yafe wasn't, not, they have this oil, but it wasn't solidly in the ground. It wasn't Tekua tied down well. Okay, Shemachish Boy, when the Zav gave a bang, Nisit, the whole oil moved. In such a case, it's Tomei. What about the Im Kliyu? Mamish is Mamish a Kli. Shema Chubba B'Tekua. Let's say you put up a Kli, or you covered Harbi, it's very heavy. Shena Nisit Machmosay Tor. That even though the Zav gave a bang, but the Kli did not move, it's a nice heavy Kli, it's Taka Tor. So you see, it's not totally if it's a Kli or not, it's totally if it moves or not. Yeah. Ukatoni Sefer says, V'yimhoyon nisot in Tumeyim. Anything that moves because of Zav is Tomei. Zeha klal. Nisot machmas koichoi Tomei. Calls the manas move because of the Zav's koich, like the Zav gave a bang on the Kli and the Kli moves, or the oil moves, is Tomei. Machmas rode tor. Let's say the Zav just gave a big bang on the ground. And because of his bang on the ground, that like shook the ground. And now the ground shakes the oil. That's like called Koyach Koychoi, that's Taketor. That's called Machmas Roda. Trashi Zeh Klau. Nisat Machmas Koychoi, Shetzat Esa Kli. The Zav moved the Kli itself. Oyal Oyo Mamish Anitka Mimashova Mashum. That's Tomei. Machmas Roda. She Tofach Paragla Bekarka. The Zav gave a big bang on the floor with his feet. Or Machmas ninu akarka, because he made the ground shake, nisata kli, that made the kli move. Is afo pisha nitak min earth, even though the kli moves from its place of a tor. Still the kli is not makabu tumas hesit. Why? The koyach koychehu. That's called an indirect koyach of the zav, that's not metami. Depends if the zav makes it move directly, it's makabu tumah. If it's an indirect movement of koyach koychehu, it's tor. So the more ela tereb shalta des elam rabaya. The kula yalma heset machmas koychoi tomei machmas roda tor, that everybody holds. Ho vohocho berodo machmas koychoi yaskinim. Here we're talking about the machlekes where he hit the sheda teva migdol. That we said this first bright tanya hikish agabe sheda teva migdol. That was machlekes if it's tomei or it's tor. What's the machlekes? Vohocho yaskinim. Vohocho berodo machmas koychoi. A modern case. Where you didn't, the Zav did not hit directly the Sheder Teva Migdol. He just gave a bang, and it made something shake. But it shook Machmas Koichi Yaskinim. Hovoka Miflugi. The Mas Sover Heavy Hesed, that's called like Koichi. Or Mas Sover Loi Heavy Hesed, it's not called Koichi. So Rashi, what's the case? The Kulu Yama Filu Rab Nechemia Hesed Mamish Machmas Koichi Tomer Filu Oil. Everybody holds. If the Zav makes it move directly, even if it's an oil, still it's Makabal Tumor. Now what's the machlokes here? Forget, machmas roda torba filu hu kli. If it's an indirect movement, even if it's a kli, it's also torum. For ocha, what's our machlokes? Veroda machmas koichon. Shehekesh aleya mamish. He mamish hit the shreda teva migdol. V'loi nitkan. And it didn't move. V'loi hustu. Ela roda. That's the pshat. He mamish gave it a bang. He hit the shreda teva migdol, but it didn't move from its place. It only shook a little bit. It like just a shook, that's all. But didn't uproot from its place. It didn't move an inch from its place. It just gave it a bang, and it just shook a little bit. That's the machlekes. Is shaking something called nisid, that it's moved because of the zav, or not? That's the machlekes. V'ocheis berodo machmas koichei. He mamish gave koichei. He mamish hit the shade of the migdol. But it didn't make it move from its place. He just make it shake a little bit. Roda just shook a little bit. So the machlekes, if shaking something, is that called tumas hesed? Or maybe no. Tumas hesed means dafka has to move out of its place because of the zav. But our core part of it is you have no machlekes, what we want to say. We want to say, pshat now Mishnah is, you have this migdol made out of eights, and the machlekes on the kama hold is called a keli, and a keli, there's no istastira on a keli. And your blezos know it's called an oil, and there is a istastira oil. So the bar, we have no raya for our machlekes. So the Gemara, Umasnisin, but my mukminin law, how do you learn Shah now mission here? Zumara Baye Virova, the Yamri Tavayu, Ateyo Bemanel, the Korto Bemisnaskinin. We're talking about you had a manel, you had a lock on it. Or if it wasn't such a good lock, it was just tied down with strings. The Korto Bemisnaskinin. But we're being chosen now. The Poshup Shah now mission, even though the migdal is made out of wood, still is called an oil. It's called a binyan. So rather to be an issue, the rice to knock down the migdal on Shabbos. Because it is the stirot on a binyan. Now, what is our Mishnah? What's the machlokes now, Mishnah? Well, you have this migdom, and it was locked up with a lock, but it's only tied down with string. That's what we're talking about. But man of the court of the mistress, tied up with string, askinim. Oh boy, satinu lemistake. And in order to open up the string, you have to take a knife to cut the string. That's the shaila. Now, Tanakama Sova Lok Rebbe Yossi. Diyoma Kola Kedom Nitolom Shabbos Chutz Vimester Agodov Yesa Shemachresha. Now, the shaila is you have to cut open the string. Now, Lamaisi, you are allowed to cut string on Shabbos. That's the mice again. Anytime you have a bakery, if you buy cake from the bakery and you have a string tied around, you're allowed on Shabbos to take the knife and cut the string. You're allowed to cut string on Shabbos. Alright, I shouldn't say all cases, but in the case where, at least for mucking we have, it's tied, the food is tied up. If the ksharim there is not a kesher shokayama, there wouldn't be an issue derisa of untying the knot, then you're allowed to cut the string. So the mice here, you're allowed to cut the string here. Now the shailer is, you can't do it with your hands, you need a knife. Is it muta to touch a knife, to take a knife, to cut the string? The Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yossi, it's not muksa. That the only time something is muksa machlas karon kis. You can't use a big butcher's knife, or a big master hagodom, or a big sword, that's muksa machlas karon kis. That big knife you can't use, you set it aside, that's used on Shabbos. But a normal knife, it's used to cut meat, just like you cut meat with it, you're allowed to cut something else with it. It's not muksa. That's the Tanakama. So tomorrow, for Rebbe Lezer, now Mishnah, the next Monday on Rebbe Lezer, that says you can't open up this knot on Shabbos, you can't tie it, you can't cut it open, why not? So will look Rebbe Nechemya. He holds like the Nechemya Shita, that the Shalach for Muksa to use the knife. The Yomer of Nechemya Shita is, Afilo Talis, and Afilo Tarvin. It's even Kalim that you're allowed to use, like a Talis, and a Tarvin, a spoon, and Nitolim El Lutzerach Tashmishan. You're only allowed to use a spoon on Shabbos for the Tzarech of eating with the spoon. To do the tashmish of the spoon. Who are then to wear a jacket? You're only allowed to pick up a jacket, I'm not to wear it. Let's say you want to take the jacket to put down on the floor to sit on, it's also according to the Chemia. You're only allowed to move Kalim for the tashmish that the Kli is oimit for. So if you want to use a knife, is oimit to cut meat, to cut food with. It's not oimit to cut string with. So according to the Chemia, you're not allowed to use a knife to cut open the string. So that's what Reb Lezer holds, and there's some muks involved. That all you have to do is untie the knot. True, but your hands, you can't do it. So you have to use some kelim to cut the strings. Without, you're not allowed to touch a knife to cut the string. Therefore, you can't open up the string. The Tanakama holds on, no? We don't hold such a vaitig gemuk, so we don't hold like a Nechemian. We hold kozim on the kli as a mlachta leheter. You could do any tashmishim you want with it. Lav davka the tashmish that's oimid the knife to do. Even here, to cut something else is also mutter. Sefta machlekes. But according to everybody, you have to be able to see yourself eating the lechem, eating the erev, bein hashmoshes. It's only a shal is a mutter to break open the lock to get inside or not. Tanakama holds you are allowed to untie, cut the string, and according to Rebbe Lezer, it's also to cut the string. So the Mishnah. Nizgalgo chutz litchum. You have your erev, mamish, you put the erev, the lechem, outside by the payamama, exactly the last point where you can make the erev. And nizgalgo chutz litchum. Now, before Shabbos, the lechem rolls out of the place. It goes further than your place. And chutz l'tchum, it goes out of the apayimama. Or else, nofel olav gag. A gal means a bundle of stones fall on top of your lechem now. Or nisra. Or else your lechem got burnt up. No more erev there. Or else truma, you put out truma there. Then it's mas, and the sheriffs touched it. It became tamei. Now that the truma is tameya, it's not edible for anybody. Even a kohen can eat it. Therefore, it's not called an erev. It is a loch like this. If these things happened before Shabbos started, that the erev rolled out of the tchum, or else the gal covered it up, or else it got burnt or became tamei, is mele ein eruvei. The erev is not chal. Because about bein hashmoshes, when the erev should be chal, you don't have the lechem there. The lechem is tamei, the lechem is burnt up. You don't have an erev there. What about Mishach HaSheichem? That means at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was good, the Lechem was there. Afterwards, at night time, then the Erev got burnt up or rolled out of place. Then her raised the Erev. The Erev is Chal, because that's the law. Haru Beitchumim is Chal Bein HaShmoshes. If at that second of Bein HaShmoshes, the Erev was Chal, once it's Chal, it stays Chal the whole Shabbos. Even if the Erev gets lost or eat it up later. What about in Sofik? You have a Sofik, you don't know when it happened. You put the Erev down Friday afternoon. You come back there late Shabbos night or early Shabbos morning, and you see now your lechem is burnt up, and you don't know when it was burnt. Was it burnt before Shabbos, or was it burnt Shabbos by night? Does you have a sofik if the erev is chal or not? What's the loch of a sofik erev? Is Reb Meir Reb Yehuda Oimrim Hareze Chomer Gomel? Chomer Gomel means it's like a donkey and a camel together. In other words, he's a stuck. We go to Chumrah and say like this: really, the person's house is over here. That's where his house is. Now, he put his Erev out here, a Pai Mama, 2,000 Amas, out of the city on this side. Now, we don't know which one of the two places really is a Shrisa. Maybe the Erev was Chal and will look like he's living all the way outside the city over here. Really should have a Payamama from this point all around. He could walk a Payamama. But the other side is no, maybe the Erev was burnt up before Shabbos. Then where was he kind of Shrisa? Here at home. If he's kind of here at home, here we should have to be able to walk a Payamama each way. So Lamaisa, we have a suffix which one it is. So all we're matim to walk is just from here to here, back and forward, that's all he can walk. Because the Manashach, no matter which one is Chal, he's allowed to walk from here to here. Because these two are Apayimama. But to walk an inch further, he's Asur. Because maybe the Erev was not Chal, and his Shris is back at home. So if his Shris is back at home, he can only walk this way, Apayimama, which is punk exactly where the Erev was. Now, if he wants to walk this way, away from his house, leftwards, we have to be choshen, no, maybe the Erev was Chal. On the side, the Erev was Chal, he's living here on Shabbos. So how far leftwards could he walk back? Only to his house, that's a paimamam. But to walk an amma past his house, it'd be usher. So if kids said you have a suffix of the Erev was Chal, we don't know which of the two places you're kind of Shvisa, we have to go to Chumrah. And you're only allowed to walk in between your house and the Erev. No other way can you walk. You go to Chumrah. Thus have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yossi said no. No, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Sofik Erev Kosher. Min HaSofik Gola Kula. Poshet Kosher means that Yinem on the Erev was Chal, and from this place of the Erev, you have a right to walk another Paimama. Even though it's only a Sofik, it's a Sofik in the Rabbanan, and it's a Gola Kula. Amar Rabbi Yudai, Avtum Es Heyed, Avtum Es Hedor Ben Edis, Mishun Chamish Es Ekenim, Al Sofik Erev Shekosher. He said over an Edis like me, that when you have a Sofik, if the Erev was Chal or not, Ben Ashmoshes, you don't know if the Erev was burnt up yet or not, you can go to Kula and say the Erev is Chal. Let's see Rashi. Nizgagel chusle tchum einu Erev. Hoyu v'yesh mi beisoy, shulan shom, you're really in your house. Ade ruven tu we Erev now is, yesim apayimama. At the beginning, you put the lechem exactly apayimama out of your house. So you're allowed to walk to the Erev. Now the Erev was Nizgagel rolled another dal damas away. So it went further, then you can walk now. So if Bishas Ben Ashmoshes, and before Ben Ashmoshes, the Erev rolled those Daldamas, the Erev is not Chal, because you're not allowed to walk to where the Erev is. You can't walk past Apayimama. And the Ramanashach, Kolecha the Kornishvi, Seiba Beis, Seiba Erev, Le Moslemes, Le Mishkal. He can't go and take this Alechem. He can't take it. Nofalol of Gamal Farsh, the Gemara, the boy, Gemara, the Chatzin, Lefnuye, will soon say, Abim Lochab, Le Shvus. We're talking about a case where the stones fell on top of it. You have to take a hatchet or a shovel to get it out. And then there'll be an Issa Binyan or an Issa Harisha, there'll be an Issa Deraisa. So that's awesome in the Raisa to take out the lechem, the Erev is not Chal. Truma v'nitamas l'chazal l'lidei l'lechrini. Even a current can eat truma to meyim. Meshach HaShecha, kva akon Erev ben HaShemoshes v'Shabbos ha'el v'hutra hutra. If these things happen first late in the middle of Shabbos, after nightfall, it's already Chal, the Erev is hutra the whole Shabbos. Sofik, even by Yoimim Shecha, the Lacha Reza Chomagomel, that means the Mesafgalon, Ikoni Leze Erev, for Hochi Heavy Baseline. It is kind of outside in the field, or Mehochi Eshta Apayimam the Choruach. The Hefsa the Apayimam Shemeva Baseline, for Holo, but he's not allowed to walk Apayimam from his house and further. Oy Shem Aleikon Eruvin, no, maybe the Erev was not Chal, or Me Baseline Eshta Apayim the Choruach, and therefore, where is he living? At home. And he has the Apayimam from there. Well, they can't leave a ruve klum. He can't go past the Erev at all. Or machmas sofik zeh nesa lelach ela paimam shebein beisayim li a ruve. You can only walk between your house and the Erev. The manashach banach mishdori. Avol paim shem a ruve vielach loy dilma lekana Erev. Or mi beisav vielach nami loy dilma kon Erev. Nimsa zeh moishchay kan lelach vzeh moishchay lekan. Shodem a manik chama v'gomel like you're holding a camel and a chamor. Shachamor horlech lefonov. The chamor goes forwards. And the camel like pulling him backwards, he has to go backwards and forwards. In other words, you can't walk too far. So in a Suffolk Erev, either you go to Chumrah, and we don't know which one is Chal, you have to be Machmir, or else we go to Kula. So the Gemara, Nizgalgo Chutz L'Tchum. The first case is what? That the Erev, the Lechem, rolled another Dal Damis, a Chutz from Yotchum. Omar Rava, Loishonu Elish Nizgalgo Chutz L'Yarbamis. It had to go 4 amis away from the place where you first put it down. But even if it rolled 2 amis away, 3 amis away, it's not 4 amis away, then it's still Chal the Erev. Why? Is Hanoisin Erev, Yeshua Daldamis. Because that's the Locha. Wherever you put down your Erev, So Rabbanan gave you a radius of Dal Damas all around it, is considered like your Mokim Shvita. See, even though you're not allowed to walk there, but within your Dal Damas is still considered in one place. It's called the Erev in the Mokim where you were. So Rashi, Anoisnes Eruvay, Hoyov and Eskava Likna Shom Shvita, Yeshtoi Arbamas, Tohoyo Vahano Arbamas, Mivlo Bitchum, Heavy Lokitchum, it's like one chum. We have a connection as a ruby the bias, she besoy patchum, she afilu elef amo, malach es kula e b'chutzla apayim amo. So, when you put Yerev down, let's say you put, we'll see the Gemara later about this, you put Yerev mamish in a house, even though from your city is apayim amo away. Now the apayim amo, let's say ends mamish right here, in the middle of the room ends the apayim amo. The locher is, if the Yerev is in this room, you could walk to the wall also. Because anything within a Rosh Hashayachid is still like one Dal Damis, it's all part of your Tchum. Who are the Metchil if you put the Yerev outside in the field? When you put it down, Rabbani gave you Dal Damis all around you. All around you is still called in your Tchum. So Mel, if the Lechem will roll out two or three Amis, it'll still be kosher. Because you have, from where you put it down, four Amis radius all around. So it's only possible if it rolled out more than four Amis. More than four Amis, that's when it's possible.
We just see the mission again, just for holding by the bottom Gemara, just see the mission again. That this Galgulo Chutzle Tchum, if the Erev rolled out of its place more than Dal Damas out of the Tchum, so Mele it's possible, because you can't go there on Shabbos, or else Nofalol of Gal, or Nisraf, or else a pile, a Gal means a pile, a stone pile, a wall pile, fell on top of the Erev, or Nisraf, or else it got burnt up. There's Barube Tchumim, where you put your two chalas outside, and now they're not there, ben ashmoshes, or else truma v'nitmas, it became tomei, is mevoyjoyim enu erev. If these things happen before Shabbos, so pshita, b'shas the erev should be chal, the erev is not there anymore, the erev tchum is not chal. Mishachashecha reis erev. What happened at night time, then the erev is chal. Because at the beginning, ben ashmoshes, that's when the erev is chal, and by that time was chal, we don't care what happens to the erev later. What about in Sofik? We have a Sofik, when did the erev become lost? When did it become burnt? When did it become tumeyam? Is Ramei Rabbi Yudu Aimrim Harezeh Choma Gomel? We go to Chumrah and say we have a Sufik. Maybe the Erev was Chal, maybe it wasn't Chal. So maybe it's kind of Shvisa outside. Maybe it's kind of Shvisa back home. So we could only walk in between where the Erev is and his house. He can't walk further. We have to go to Chumrah, Misafik. Maybe the Erev was Chal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, no, Sofik Erev Kosher. Min HaSofik, we know the Erev was Chal. About the was Chal, it's Kosher. He's allowed to walk up Paimama where the Erev was. We go to Kula. About it's only Midi Rabbonin, the Sofik, and the Rabbonin, you go to Kula. And I'm Rabbi Yosef, Yavtum, it's Heid, Mishim, Chamish, it's Kenim, HaSofik Erev, she Kosher. That a Sofik Erev is Kosher. Yeah. Now we'll go to the bottom of the Gemara where we're holding. Yeah. Oh no, we'll be holding Nizgal Gochutz Letchum. If the Erev, you put it exactly Alpayim Amah away from your house. Now, before Shabbos, it rolled another Dal Damas away. It rolled four Amas away. If it only rolled two or three Amas away, it's still kosher. Because everybody has four Amas where you put your Erev. So the next four Amas away from your Erev is called in your Rishus. So if it rolls only two or three Amas away, it's still called kosher. It's only possible when the Erev rolls more than four Amas away. Now the Mishnah says, what if you put your Chalas outside there, and a brick wall caved on top of the Chala? So the Maisi, you can't get to the Chala now, so the Erev is not Chala. This happened before Shabbos. So Merkosalka Daitoch, the boy Motzi Shokulei. That really is talking about stones fill on top of the Erev. So all you have to do is just pick up the stones and throw them away. So still, the Mishnah says, if it happened before Shabbos, the Erev is not Chal. Is why not? Vice versa, because the stones are muksa. And you're not allowed to touch muksa on Shabbos. Therefore, Ben Ashmosha, she can't throw away the stones to get to the Erev. Is the Chur Leibam Asis like Rebbe? Our Mishnah doesn't go like Rebbe. The Rebbe, because if it goes according to Rebbe, Ha'omar Rebbe said, already we had, that Kol Dov Shum Yishum Shvus, Le'gozer Olo Ben Ashmoshes. Anything that's only Yosem Mid Rabbonon, Le'tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter Ben Ashmoshes. So here, not to touch stones on Shabbos, only Nisa the Rabbonon as Muksa. And what do you want to touch the stones for? Kidei to get you Erev, that the Erev should be Chal. And that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. So why is the Mishnah say it's Osir? Elamai, the Mishnah doesn't go like Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, it should be Mutter. So the Gemara, no. Even if our Mishnah goes like Rebbe, hey, if it's only Osim Rabbanan, it would be mutter to take away the stones to get you Erev. Then the Erev would be Chal. But like Tzuricha, the case of our Mishnah is, Deboi Morav Chatzinim. In other words, so many stones fell on top of it that you can't, or heavy stones fell on top of it, you can't just pick it up with your hands. But you need a shovel and a pick to get the stones away. So Melo, there's going to be an issue of your eyes, upon using a shovel to take away the stones. So the Gemara doesn't say claw, what's going to be the issue of your eyes. Now the Ritzvah speaks out, why says the pshat is that if you need a pit and a shovel, this time you'll do harish already also. So while you're shoveling away the stones, you're going to shovel into the ground also, and you're going to come to do an issue of your eyes. That's why it's also to clean away the stones on Shabbos. So therefore the Mishnah goes either according to Rebbe, that here on Issa D'Raisa, it's also to do Ben HaShemoshes. So therefore you can't get to this Erev. The only way is to use a shovel. You can't use a shovel digging away the stones, because you're going to come to do Harisha. So the Gemara now, Otzrich, I need both cases. Titon in this goggle, just say the first case, where the Erev rolled away Dald Amis, Mishum Delaisi Gavei. I'll tell you, there the reason why it's not Chalm. If it rolled away before Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, your Erev, is Dal Damas away from you wanted to be. Why? Because it's not near where you wanted to be. That's why the Erev is not Chal. It's like you don't have the Erev. Avol Nofel Olav Gal. But if just stones, a wall of stones, fell on top of the Erev, the Isi Gabay, really the Erev is right there where it's supposed to be. Just you can't get to it. Is Emel heavy Erev? Maybe I'll say that's not a Chsarim. Since the Erev is in your Dal Damas, maybe it should be Chal. Kamashmullah, no. An Erev Techumah means you have to be able to eat the challah ben Hashemoshes. Here where the challah is buried under these stones, you can't get to it, the Erev is not challah. V'toni nofel olav gal, we'll just say the Chiddush, where the stones fell on top of the Erev, mishum demichse. I tell you, here it's worse. It's all covered up. You can't see it. So maybe that's considered like the Erev is not here at all. Mashenkin avon is galgol, but if it just rolled away dal damis, I tell you, even though now it's Dal Damas away, you're not allowed to walk there, because that's outside your Tchum Shabbos, or there may be Zimn in the Yosezikon, maybe the wind some kind will blow it back again, or Maisile, and it'll blow it back into your Dal Damas. Is Emel heavy Erev? Maybe it's called a good Erev, it's not called like away from you, just like the wind blew it away, maybe it'll blow it back again. Tzuricha, know that Lamais is totally where it is exactly, Ben HaShemoshes. That's when the Erev is Chalm. So at the beginning of the Shabbos, the Erev was out of your Dal Damas. You can't get to it. The Erev is not Chalm. So I need both Kedushim while the Erev is not Chalm. Vayti Nisrav Truma V'Nitmas. Another case is either the Chalas got burnt up, or else if you put out the Truma, and now it became Tamei, so Truma Tamei and nobody's allowed to eat, that's no good for an Erev. So the Gemara Lomali, what do I need this Kedushim for? Pshitam. Like if the Erev got burnt up, so if it happened before Shabbos, Pshita the Erev is no good. You don't have an Erev there. Like what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara Tana Nisraf